Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
Good morning. We'll call the House Education Committee to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bolin.
Here.
Bruner.
Here.
Elliott. Pargin.
Here.
Hamill.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Killer.
Here.
Olson. Trekaway.
Here.
Fly.
Here.
Sorensen.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Van Zanneman.
Here.
Van Gerpen.
Here.
Van McLaughlin. Quorum present.
We do have a quorum present. I'd like to greet the individuals that are here present this morning, and as well as our internet audience. We have two pages here. If you'd like to come forward and introduce yourselves, be sure to turn the mic on so we can hear who you are and where you're located. And
I'm Jennifer Knock, and I'm a page from Willow Lake.
Okay.
I'm Gail Gabriel, and I'm a page from Newell or Riva, South Dakota.
Welcome. And we also have some individuals, students in the back. Would one of you please stand up and identify what school or group you're with? Welcome. I'd also like to remind you to turn your cell phones off. And those of you that are planning to testify, would you please sign in the back so we get the correct spelling and the individuals, what organization you may be representing, or yourself, as whichever might be appropriate. We do have, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Bruner, Representative Bruner, seconded by Representative Hunt. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion of the minutes are approved. I don't know whether we'll have any handouts today. Our main and only bill to be presented today is House Bill 1105 that would require public high school students to perform acts of volunteerism in order to receive a high school diploma. And so at this time, we'll entertain the proponents of that. I think Representative Kirkaby, are you on the docket for that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly am.
Welcome to House Education, and we'll now hear from Representative Kirkaby from Rapid City.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Educational Committee. I am Mark Kirkaby, District 35 Representative from Rapid City or Pennington County. I can only assume, specifically because you just have one bill in front of you, House Bill 1105, that the entourage or the supporters in this audience are here to back me on this. Specifically, House Bill 1105 is seeking your discretion and your approval to allow our high school students to enhance their educational opportunities by providing volunteerism and community service as part of their curriculum in high school in order to receive their high school diploma. Personally, I believe that offering a little helping hand to an elderly neighbor, a little extra effort to improve your school, or helping out younger kids at a church, or donating a little time to a charity or a little league, or simply offering a couple hours cleaning up a city park are a few examples of both our communities and our kids' self-esteem and character will benefit with the passage of House Bill 1105. I am not seeking to expand the current curriculum for any school district or for our kids. This is proposed as a character building opportunity for our high school kids, an enhancement. I have specifically left this bill in general form to the intent of the act, leaving it up to the individual districts. All school districts are unique and certainly know better than the state legislature as how to comply with the merits and the opportunities that this bill presents to them. Currently, many high school students are volunteering in their school and in their community. This bill is a compliment to those who realize unselfishly what they can do to improve their community by offering a little extra time and energy for a worthy cause. There are school districts that include and require volunteerism or community service in their current high school curriculum. Because of their success, I would like to expand this to include all school districts. Leaving this up to the local school districts to administer, you can imagine the creative opportunities that will be created. FFA, 4-H Scouting, church involvement, youth programs, school activities, and current civic class assignments are already being performed by many of our kids. I just want to reach those who are not volunteering and to log their efforts on community improvement. There is no one who can argue about the concept of volunteering or community service. The state legislature is a perfect example of that. And with 35,000 kids enrolled in public high school in the great state of South Dakota, can you imagine what an extra couple hundred of thousands of hours our state will benefit with this act? Private schools currently demand it. I'm asking for just a little half of a Saturday, 45 minutes per quarter of high school, per student, per high school year, to the benefit of our community by giving of themselves to help others. Our kids' future, our kids' character, this is the ultimate goal of this bill. It is my hope that this little extra community involvement will instill the positive values of what goes around, comes around. And honestly, I believe that it will make them even better adults. With that, Mr. Chairman, I will sit back and I would imagine I might have a question or two following any discussion. And I'll just ask for your favorable consideration and open-mindedness on the merits and the intent of House Bill 1105, an act to require high school students to perform acts of volunteerism as part of their curriculum in high school. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Kirkaby. We'll take all of the proponents. Are there any other proponents that wish to speak?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm the Senate sponsor, Stanford Adelstein, from District 34.
32.
This is really an exciting opportunity. This bill. First of all, the tradition of the United States is different from, frankly, any other country that I've visited in the world in terms of volunteers managing everything from our hospitals to our government bodies, such as, well, even here. And this tradition doesn't just come automatically. It's a wonderful thing that you can begin to learn at any stage of life. In addition, there's a crisis in this state at the moment, as you all know, and 35,000 students, some of them will only put in the minimum time, but most of them will find the joy that we all find in volunteering. And so I was just thinking, what would it be worth in terms of our cuts? As chairman of the Health and Human Relations Committee in the Senate, I'm very distressed at the number of services that we're going to be cutting back, which could be very well done by a high school student and the joy he'd have with working with someone who needs it. And 35,000 times, being an engineer, I just can't quit doing this, 35,000 students at 3 hours a year, let me see, that's 105,000 hours, and at even $10 an hour, that's over $1 million. And that's what we will receive, and they will receive the joy. Most of you sitting around here, I realize we're not old enough to think much about the draft, But that opportunity that gave people of my age to serve their country was invaluable. I wish it were still here. 3 hours is hardly a draft, but it's an opportunity. I hope that you will pass this bill, that it will pass the floor, and we'll have a chance to vote on it in the Senate, because this is a very brilliant idea whose time has come. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other proponents for House Bill 1105? Any proponents? If not, we will ask for opponents. Is there anyone opposed or listing as an opponent of this bill? Please come forward. And you have signed in, have you? Okay. And are you Lane Duvall?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Please go ahead.
All right. My name is Lane Duvall, and I'm a junior at Tia Friggs High School here in Pierre. I fully support the idea of volunteering. In fact, I believe that there is no higher calling than serving others. I personally volunteer several hours a week and some more during the summer. But I think that this proposal today is well-intentioned but misguided, and there are three reasons that I believe this. First of all, it should not be the job of a public school system to inspire volunteerism. This job belongs to parents, friends, family, the church, and even the conscience of every student. Secondly, I think that kids should volunteer because they want to, not because they are forced to. I think that this proposal puts a burden on kids instead of inspiring them. Teenagers tend to resent being told what to do, so I think that this proposal could be counterproductive, actually, and give some teens a negative view of volunteering. Finally, if you require service, it's not true volunteerism. I ask you to vote against this bill. Thank you.
Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1105? Any opponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jim Hudmaker, I'm registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Coalition of Schools and the Midsize School Group. And for your benefit, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say we consolidated our groups.
Thank you, sir.
Voluntarily.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think this is a great idea, but I don't believe we need to leave it in statute. Students volunteer a lot right now just in their community, in their school district. I mean, I was at a basketball game last night that my grandson played at, and you see students from FFA that are running the concession stand, statisticians sitting on the bench keeping scores, other students helping to be the team managers for those school districts. They volunteer to be in the play. They volunteer to be in debate. They get no extra credit for that. This is going to cause a lot of extra paperwork for the school district. It's absolutely going to cause paperwork. And I have some questions. You know, how do you start this program? Is it going to take effect July 1st when the law is? So if I'm a senior, somehow I have to get that 3 hours in before I graduate? Where are we going with this program once we get implemented and someone happens to miss their junior year? Do they have to do 6 hours the last year? There's no rulemaking authority here to clarify some of the finer details, if you want to call it that. And local districts have that option right now. If they choose in their community that this is an important issue, they can require this for graduation without state law. And I'd be happy to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other opponents? Opponents to House Bill 1105.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Tammy Darnell with the Department of Education. Many of the points that Mr. Hutmacher and Ms. Duvall made are points that I was also going to make. I'm glad to hear others feel the same way. In addition, I'd like to expand on one of Mr. Hutmacher's points about how would this be policed, for lack of a better word. I you know, the school districts would have a lot of paperwork they'd have to do to track this. Well, in addition, since this is a state law, somebody at the state level would have to track that too. So that would be another burden that the Department of Education or somebody would have to take on. And I don't know how we would police this. And as he said, there's no rulemaking authority. What qualifies as volunteer hours? Is it helping the teacher correct papers? Is it volunteering in the play? Or is it going out to the community and doing something there? And finally, I would like to remind the committee, many of you attended our High School 2025 initiative kickoff the first week of session. And really, if you look at High School 2025, the idea of volunteering and community service can be realized through activities such as the senior experience and internships. So in a way, we're really already promoting this concept of volunteerism, although now it's voluntary instead of being mandated. I ask you to oppose House Bill 1105, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Any other opponents to House Bill 1105? Opponents. Any other opponents? If not, we'll close that public testimony part and open it up for questions from the committee. Do we have any questions from the committee? Representative Bolin.
Yes, I have a question for Representative Kirkaby. I believe in the testimony you presented to us that you said there were districts that do at the current time require mandated service by students to get a high school diploma. Are there any of those in South Dakota? Do you know any of, could you name any of those in South Dakota that require that at the present time?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Specifically within the civic classes of the Rapid City Area School Districts, there are course offerings both allowed and mandated within their current curriculum.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comment? Representative Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kirkaby, is this a policy that the Rapid City School District has embraced?
Mr. Chairman, I wish I could say wholeheartedly that they have. All I can say is they have not publicly opposed it. And if I could, Mr. Chairman, just follow up. As a courtesy to the Rapid City Area School District, I did present this proposal to the entire board prior to us getting sworn in the beginning of January. Overwhelmingly, the concept was endorsed. The stipulation that it would be part of their curriculum certainly had some concerns, whereas the opponents of House Bill certainly have expressed, and in all honesty, I think those are technical details that certainly can be overcome.
Any other questions? In the idea of full disclosure, I'm sure that he has had an opportunity to discuss this matter with the chairman of the Rapid City School Boards, and her name is Cheryl Kirkaby. Okay. Yes, Representative Bolin.
I just have one more question for Representative Kirkaby. Under this proposal, I've had two children both graduate from public schools in South Dakota. Under this proposal, a student for whatever reason refused to do the mandated volunteer requirements of the district, even if they received a 4-point grade point average, they would not then receive a high school diploma. Would that be accurate?
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Kirkland.
As it was presented by you, Representative Bolin, that is absolutely correct. However, a 4.0 student certainly would, in all honesty, be doing this type of activity right now. But more specifically, in leaving the opportunities available for those local school districts, for the life of me, I cannot believe that a school district could not offer that menu, that wish list, those items that would be applicable to meeting the current statute that I'm not saying that it would be easy to achieve, but I just can't emphasize enough that I'm talking 45 minutes per high school quarter. Through acts of volunteerism, I am not specifically stating that it is going to be carved in stone a 8 particular or special items. Every school district is unique. There are those individual school districts that do not have a Dolphin Art Center where, like we do in Rapid City, that they can go perform some service. Perhaps their limited scope in the available volunteerism hours that they can do at a local church might be limited because they might only have one or two available churches. But I think specifically in leaving that open to the discretion of the local school district, I'm quite comfortable, extremely comfortable, that a local school district could make available those specific volunteerism duties that any high school student could certainly obtain.
Some more questions. Yes, Representative Hamill.
Representative Kirkaby. After I asked the question, it really relates to something that Mr. Hutmaker commented on, and that's paperwork. And do we have any way of ascribing the cost of this? Here's my problem. I just don't know in terms of teacher or administrative hours, trying to get a handle on the burden that this might be on a school district to track it, to monitor it, to supervise it. So from a cost standpoint, do we have anything to go on here?
Representative Kirkaby.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. That's an excellent question, and I certainly do appreciate it. There was opponent testimony from our own State Department that this would be a burden. I can't argue enough about overcoming that word burden. This is our opportunity to invest back in our children. The paperwork trail, I'm quite sure that every school district has electricity. I'm pretty sure that that's accurate. And if student Kelsey walks in during her regular attendance with her guidance counselor or her administrator or her principal or her teacher or however that local school district has that designed and comes in with a handwritten sheet of paper from her neighbor, from student Kelsey, and signed by Ellis Smith saying that Kelsey student performed whatever amount of time, did whatever on behalf of her in her backyard, I'm quite sure that all you have to do is hit a simple button on the computer because you are specifically looking at that student right now. So as far as a paperwork trail or any burden, and that word I certainly do argue with, that paperwork trail, how hard can it possibly do to track this? If it was deemed to be an excessive use or, and I'm happy that the word unfunded mandate hasn't come up yet. I'll give it time here. If it was going to create any excessive work for any local school district or the state of South Dakota, there certainly would be dollars attached to it.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kirby, are we opening ourselves up to possible lawsuits because a student may want to do volunteer work for a local hate group, and that volunteerism actually is most repugnant, possibly illegal, and then we have the school district getting into the battles about what should be counted as volunteerism and what should not?
Do you wish to answer that question, Mr. Kirkman?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just ask Representative Thompson, I believe that the testimony or the question was a hate group?
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could, I would be delighted to answer that question. I'm quite comfortable that the character and the nature of the students of the great state of South Dakota would not participate and or deem worthy that performing, participating with that kind of entity would be applicable to this bill.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Kirkby, would it be a possibility in the schools that student volunteers could help with the paperwork that and have someone overseeing them so that that could count for hours and it would alleviate any handling of the work by staff that might take away from their regular duty?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Sly is, well, let's just say I'm really glad through the primary and the general election I was an active supporter of Representative Sly. It is a very novel, brilliant, unique thought having out there, and that's specifically why there is nothing carved in language on how you can obtain that. Thank you for the question.
I think, did you have a further question or not, or comment?
No. Well, actually, yes, I do. I am trying to think outside of the box of ways to alleviate the thoughts that people are having with concerns of how to administer it. I think there are ways to get around it, and I am in support of this bill.
Any other? Representative Bruner.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Ms. Duvall. Ms. Duvall, thank you for your testimony. It was very compelling, and I appreciate you being here. Where did you learn how to volunteer? Where did that come from? Where did the basic idea that you need to volunteer, where did that come from? Follow up?
Surely.
Thank you. Just, you stated you go to Pierre Riggs High School. The size of your class, how many kids do you think actually just on their own volunteer and probably don't even keep track of hours, but how many of the kids out of your class do you think would do that?
Let's see. We have, I think, between 250 and 300 kids. I can't put a number on it, but I would guess 75% possibly, and I'm sure they do lots more than 2 hours or 3 hours per year, those kids. I don't know how many volunteer, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other question or Representative Killer?
Can I have Representative Kirkby come up?
I have fresh coffee now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kirkby, I just had a quick question about as it relates to cultural, you know, volunteerism with tribal groups. And with you being from Rapid City and the high Native population of high school students in there, would Native students be eligible to apply, like work with cultural groups for volunteer hours and all that? I mean, would that be applicable?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I certainly think it would be extremely appropriate, and again, I can't emphasize enough that I am not in a position to dictate or mandate what will and will not be utilized with this, but I'm quite certain, specifically from representing District 35, we do have a substantial Native American population in my district, and we certainly do have that support and that level of integrity with our own Rapid City Area School District, that certainly would be part and available to meet the achievement desire of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Follow-up? Any other questions? Representative Hamill.
Just to follow up on that, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if a student participates in an extracurricular organization now, that presumably or conceivably would qualify for volunteerism.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I am not exactly sure, Representative Hamill, as far as an extracurricular activity. I guess if you could, in fact, be more specific.
debate club?
Mr. Chairman, I am not on any school board. I think leaving that up to the discretion and the direction of that local school district, I think, is going to best administer and obtain the goals of this.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm not trying to parse this too much. I was just Representative Keller raised a good question. If you are basically when you participate in a extracurricular event now, you're volunteering to do so. It's not required. So I was just wondering if being involved in that type of activity, since it's volunteerism to begin with, would count toward completing this requirement.
Mr. Chairman, with that, I certainly would say that that certainly would apply towards the merits and obtaining the desired results of House Bill 1105, yes.
Okay. I see no further questions here. We will close the question section of this hearing and go into discussion and or action from the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Van Gerpen.
First of all, let me applaud Representative Kirkerby and Senator Adelstein for bringing forth the topic of volunteerism. I initially, when I saw your bill, I thought this is a great idea, and I was kind of anxious to jump on board. And then I kind of rethought about the whole philosophical perspective of volunteering. Certainly, when one volunteers, that is a great contribution toward character development. And I applaud you for your thoughts on character development, because that certainly is an important aspect of the development of our students for life. But I think it's more meaningful for someone to be motivated by their heart than motivated by a diploma to participate in activities of volunteerism. There are, of course, the questions asked about the administration costs and the time and all of that. But again, thank you for bringing forward the thought of volunteer, because that is a good discussion to have publicly about students volunteering as an aspect to help build their character. What I would like to see in our school systems in South Dakota is a greater emphasis on the discussion of volunteerism in the history of America and from the broad spectrum. I think that we emphasize science, we emphasize math and technology, but I sometimes think it might be at the expense of the study of the biography and the bibliographies of great Americans and those who helped form this country. And across the spectrum, the contributions that they have made, the costs that they're willing to pay, to emphasize those discussions might be an aspect or a way that the school can be involved in stimulating our students to volunteer. Opportunities for students who have volunteered to share their experience would be a great motivation to other students, I think, as well. My concern is that mandated volunteerism weakens the definition of volunteerism. And therefore, again, I applaud you for the concept and for the subject, but I need to oppose this particular bill.
Any further discussion? Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I couldn't agree with the young lady, Ms. Duvall, more. And I sure find it hard to go against Representative Kirkaby, because I've just discovered what a cool guy he is. I was at an SDSU wrestling match the other night, and the idea is so beautiful. But at the beginning, when we were singing the national anthem before state wrestler Northern Colorado, almost nobody was singing. My father-in-law, who is a veteran and health is weakening with age, I heard him singing the national anthem, And pretty soon people around him were singing the national anthem. And as my eyes swelled with wetness, I was singing the national anthem. And I did it because other people inspired me to. And to pass a law that we must sing the national anthem, to pass a law that we must require students to perform acts of volunteerism when other schools are already doing it. I think of Chester High School. You can't find a cleaner school to go into that I've ever been into, and I've coached a lot of sports over 31 years and wonderful activities and still try to get to those schools. But when you walk in that school, it's just spotless clean, or at least it always has been. And one of the things they do at Chester School is on Earth Day, everybody, teachers, students, everybody, they paint the goalposts, they walk the ditches, they do something special. And there's many schools. I think of the Gerritsen FFA. Mr. Mueller, their advisor, they do acts of volunteerism in the community so wonderfully. I think of once when I was bringing a team back from a cross-country meet. We were waiting for a train to cross the crossing in Del Rapids, and I saw a young boy. His name was Darren Berg. I didn't even know who the boy was. He stopped. I looked out the bus window, and he got off his bike and helped a lady across the street. I said, "Who is that boy?" And I went and found that boy the next day. There's many acts of heroism and volunteerism already taking place, as Ms. Duvall said. And I just really fear that it's one of those things that if we force it, that it really doesn't have the true meaning anymore. And so even though I like the idea of the bill so much, I would surely have to oppose it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Sly.
I move do pass.
Do I hear a second? Do pass from Representative Sly. Do I hear a second? Motion dies for the lack of a second. Chair will entertain another motion. Representative Olson.
Chairman, I move we defer House Bill 1105 to the 41st day.
Representative Olson moves and Representative Van Gerpen seconds that the bill be postponed to the 41st day. Any discussion?
Chairman.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, other than the fact that this bill truly is an oxymoron, I'd like to associate myself with the prior remarks because while it is very well intentioned and I appreciate the sponsor's intentions, it really does water down the spirit of volunteerism. And I believe that social engineering on the part of public school systems has definitely been to the detriment of our educational system. So I would encourage the committee to support the motion. Thank you.
Any further? Representative Bruner.
Just a comment. I would certainly also would associate myself with the comments made. I think the technical working of this bill, when you look at the practicality of it, is almost what draws me to vote to support this motion. The fact that if somebody wants to do it just to graduate, they're going to find somebody to sign a paper and bring it in. And I can see kids that are going to be belligerent and not want to graduate and not want to volunteer to look for, spend more time looking for ways to get around it than they actually would volunteering. And certainly I think the spirit of volunteerism has to come from the home. We've heard from Ms. Duvall and how a healthy Christian home teaches their kids that this is important. And I think that's where the basis has to start, at the home. And you learn those things at home. You don't learn them at school. You learn from your friends and your extended family, and I think that's very important, and that we should not take that lightly. And I think by bringing a hammer down from the state and making individual school districts follow this, I don't think is just we don't need to go there. I think this, if there are school districts that think this is important, they can do that on their own, and I don't think we need another mandate from the state to do that. So I would support the motion.
Representative Sorensen.
One situation that might help us on this issue just a little bit. A number of years ago, being a wrestling coach, we all expected and almost required, and I don't think it was a rule, but in some of you that have seen wrestling, our wrestlers would go over and shake hands with the opposing coach after the match. And eventually some things happen of distaste over the years, like just slapping the hand and walking away. And sadly, we had to, the state mandated, I believe it's a mandate now, that they cannot shake hands. We tried forcing, you know, that, and they found out it did not work. And so that's just a case that's a little bit similar. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Mr. Chairman, I'll get it right yet. I would like to add my comments to the fact that the sponsor's bringing of this bill and the subject of volunteerism and, again, drawing it to the attention of the legislature, I think that's to be commended because, as has already been expressed, obviously volunteerism is what's made this country great. Secondly, I want to express my appreciation for Ms. DeVault to come and be part of this process. You know, we frequently make comment to the effect that we're seeing more and more apathy among our younger people relative to government and participation in government. And she's taken the time and made the effort to come and be part of this process. So I commend her on that, and I'm glad to see that the young people of our day and age are to be commended and are not apathetic entirely. They want to be involved in the process, and her presence today is a great example of that and gives me a lot of encouragement that our country is going to continue to do all right. I certainly, again, commend the sponsor for bringing this subject, but given all the other remarks, I'm afraid I'm going to also have to join in support of the motion. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think it's proper that we're discussing this, and it's not a lost cause just because a bill goes to the 41st day. I think this whole area of volunteerism is vital. I recall very vividly speaking with the ambassador from Germany dealing. We were at a dinner, a sister city dinner, and I asked him two questions. What is one of the most positive and one of the most negative things that you sense about our country? And he pointed out, he thought a minute, and he said, the litigation nature of this country makes it very difficult for Germany to deal with the United States. And as far as the positive one, he said the whole area of volunteerism is something that is unique to the United States and makes it a much, much stronger nation. And that was his analysis. And I think that that is important that we maintain that. So thank you for bringing the bill. At this time, the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Boland?
Aye.
Bruner?
Aye.
Fargin?
Aye.
Hamels?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Fleckaway?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Thorson?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Bannerman?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
McLaughlin?
Aye.
13 ayes, one excused, and one nay.
The vote was 13 ayes and one nay, one excused. The motion or the bill will go to the 41st day. Any other items to come before the committee? We have one other bill coming on the docket, not today. But House Bill 1149 allow a person or entity to offer post-secondary education credit in South Dakota while seeking accreditation from a recognized accrediting agency. Watch the bulletin board, and we'll either post those or some others. Remember, we do have the increasing and decreasing bill that I think we will gather our thoughts on that one. That has some ramifications, and so I would urge you to be thinking about that, and when that's heard, we may go ahead and take testimony on that before we take final action. So we'll post that whenever is appropriate. Is that agreeable to the committee to take testimony on it and not take action on that particular day, or do we have any thoughts from the committee relative to that? If any of you have any insights on it, please visit with me. Okay. Is there anything else that we need? If not, I think the chair will entertain a motion for adjournment. So moved. Representative Bruner, Representative Schleckaway. Okay, meeting is adjourned.